Yud Aleph Ma'achel Shem Tov Shem Pei Hei, Rav Yisroel Friedman Shlita.
This week's Parshas Vayera has in it many, many important lemidim. Want to focus on one or perhaps two Yesoides Dika Lemidim, which we can take out from the Parsha. But I want to start with the words of Moshe Rabbeini. Moshe Rabbeini, before he was Nifter, told Klal Yisroel in Parshas Hazini, Zachoy Yemois Oilam, Vini Shenois Doi Vodoi, Sha'al Ovicha Viagecho, Zekenecho. Tells us the Sefri on this pusik. What does it mean? Zechoy Yemois Oilam. His Hari Masha Osisi V'doirois Horishoinim. Be careful and find out what I did to earlier generations. Masha Osisi Ba'am Shadoi Hamabol. Masha Osisi Ba'am Shadoi Hafluga. Masha Osisi Va'amshei Sadoim Va'amoira. Bini, you should be misboinen. Shenoi Stoi Vodoi. In what happened in previous generations, while Ein Lechodoya She'ein Boi Ma'amshei Doi Hamabo. There's no generation in which there isn't people who are, that they are the same corrupt and evil people like there was in the time of the Doi Hamabo. Ve'ein l'chodoya she'ein boi ma'am shedoy hafluga ika'am she'i sedoy. And also in every generation there are terrible and evil people who they would have been in Sedoyim, they would have been one of the people in Sedoyim. So tells us Moshe Rabbeini, Zechoy Yemois Oilam bini shenoy sedoy v'doy. We need to investigate and look into what happened in previous generations, because it's not merely a history book. We have in every single generation reoccurring the same type of behavior and the same type of people. Now this is actually Noigeya Lahalucha. We know there's a halucha in Shulchan Aruch, Gepaskin, in Siman Kif Pei Aleph, that when a person eats a seder before he benches, Paskins the Machaber, Mayim Achroinim Choyva. There's a chiyuv to wash once again your hands, although you washed your hands, the tzidayim, before the seder, so your hands are clean, so I don't need to wash my hands. Despite this, Paskins the Machaber, My machroinim choiva. And this is a gemura in Masechtas Eruvin in Daf Yud Zayin Omid Beis. Omer Rav Chiya Ba'ashya. Neima Omri my machroinim choiva. What's the reason behind this natila? Bepnei she melech sadoimis yesh. She mesame es hoinayim. Chazal, tell us a gewaltige chiddush. That if there's some salt which is from Sedoim, Melech Sedoimus, this might cause blindness. So Chazal tell us, wash your hands, Mayim Achroinim, make sure you've got no salt on your hands from Sedoim. Halucha in Shulchan Aruch writes the Mishnah Brira, V'yesh Luchish, we have to worry, Shema Me'ir Behem Ma'atmin Melech Sedoimus, perhaps you've got a bit of salt somehow, has come from Sedoy, Shemesames Hanayim, and the Mishnah Gebam, Vachachi Gebeinam. Says the Mishabira, Va'af, Achshav, She'ein Mutsi Melech Sedoimus Beneini. Although, nowadays, we don't have to worry, why should there be here some salt from Sedoy? Although today, the whole world is like Daladamis. Says the Mishabira, Yesh Luchish Le Melech Ache. We have to worry for different salt, Shetiva Kamoisa, which has got the same danger like Melech Sedoimus. Finishes off the Mishabrira, V'ayin B'Sifin. Have a look over what the Machaber writes in Sifin. And see if ye write the Machaber, as ye she'enoi hagen litol mai machroinim. The Machaber brings a day, we don't have to be machroinim. Not the end of the world if you don't do it. So that's what the Mishavir writes. But in Sif Yid, once again, the Mishavir reiterates in a very strong language that one should be mapped on it. Writes the Mishavir, V'das ha'gru be'iroi, the tzurch little gam ha'idna, the Vilna Gaon holds that even nowadays we also need to wash our hands. The tam melech sadoi m'sidayim z'hamas gam ato shayich. It is also applicable nowadays. K'moish k'safti b'sif alef. Says the Mishmir, and this is written in the Mugan Avrum, Bashin, Mekibulim, the Kaludim Yizue B'mayim Achroim. Everybody should be makpid, and as Ushab, the Mashal, and the Beke Yosef, Ayn Shom Shehich Meharbe B'zeh. And this, that the Mishmir writes, that although we don't have to worry about Melech Sodom, perhaps we might have a different salt, which has the same danger, is actually written in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, that Shem Yish Boi Melech Sodomus, Oi Melech Shetivoi Kemelech Sodomus. Or a different salt, which has the same danger as Melech Sodomus, which is blindness. The Peleoids, in his Sefer, under Netilas Yedaim, addresses this Shala about do we have to be Machmir today with Mayim Achroinim? Because the Rishonim really said today it's not Mutzi Bechlal Melech Sodomus, so we don't really need to worry about it. But then writes the Pele Yoyitz, V'af gam bizman hazeh, afid lo shchiach melech sodoimus, v'leke sakanta, mikal mukhoim, chiyive ramya alon. We are still mechiyiv, lekayim divrei chachomim. And writes the Pele Yoyitz these words. And this is what I want to focus on. Shim einoi mesame einei guso. If there's no longer danger of physical blindness, Mesama Eine Haseichel Vahamefesh. Melech Sodomus, or other types of salt, will cause a spiritual blindness. It's Mesama Eine Haseichel Vahamefesh. Shekol Divreim, all the words of Chazal, is Roisha Magia Shemaima Yesoidom Rom Viniso. Chazal are telling us we need to wash Mayim Achroinim, not just because of a danger of a physical blindness, but a spiritual danger. It's mesama, einei haseichel v'hanefesh. And as Ushtait in Shulchan Akua, in the Shoimre Minim Rebbe, he explains what's the inyan for mesama esu'ayin, perish, shemachasa oy einayim shelamala. It blinds the upper eyes, shlo ye'iri v'pesach elyon. So what does this actually mean? That there's a spiritual danger somehow. Why is there spiritual danger if we don't wash Mayim Achroinim? So the Mesillas Yeshurim in Perek Beis writes as follows. Mishi adayin chovish b'masa yitzroi. Somebody who's still imprisoned under the influence of his Yetzer Hara. He's not a free man. His Yetzer Hara rules over him. Ein ein of royois ha'emes. His eyes are not able to see the truth. The ein yuchel akira. Even if you show him in front of his eyes, he will fail to see it. Ki hayetsa mesame es ein of mamish. This is the power of the yetzer hara. It literally blinds his eyes. The hinahi kahoylech b'choshech. He's mamish like a person who's walking in the dark, and he can't see the stumbling blocks in front of him, and he will fall in. Writes the Masis Yeshurim, this is what Chazal meant when they said that the gulis is doyma lelaila. That somebody who's in the gulis, and the Yetzer Hara controls him, he's like he's walking in the pitch black, and he can't see. And even when you show him, he will be unable to see. Many years ago, I once heard Akasha, the gates of Rosh Hashiva, Aguna Bavrum Govit Shlita. When I was in Yeshiva, I remember he said over this by a Chanukah Mesiba. We say in Hallel about Avodah Zorah, Enayim Lahem V'lo Yiri, Oznayim Lahem V'lo Yishmoin, Af Lahem V'lo Yerichen, Yedem V'lo Yerichen, and so on. And then we finish off and we say, Kamoyim, like the Avodah Zorah, Yee Isaiah will be all those who make the Avodah Zorah. Koil Asher Boiteich Ben. And all who trust in Avodah Zorah. Anybody trusts in Avodah Zorah, is they are the same. So Asher Bavruam, I don't understand. Hushab Shat. There are people in the world who they serve Avodah Zorah. They have eyes, they can see. They have ears, they can hear, they have a nose, they can smell, they have hands, they can move, they've got legs, they can go. So what does the Pusik mean? Kamoyem, like the Avodah Zorah, ye Isayim, koil Asher boiteich ben. The Rav said he looked all over and he asked many people. Nobody could give him an adequate answer. Until he once asked his uncle, Reb Chaim Shmuel Lapian, Zechayin Avrocha, was Reuven Sandler. And he said to him, I'll tell you the answer. He said that in his Kehillah in Sunderland, there was a Yid who came from a from family, but unfortunately he was no longer from. And he had a shop, and he used to keep the shop open on Shabbos. And Reb Chaim Shmuel said to this Yid, you think the Boi Hashem can't give you panosa if you close your shop on Shabbos? Why are you being Mechal Shabbos for? He said, Rebbe, no. I'm soon retiring. I've got to save up. I've got to put away money for the retirement. I've got to do ishtablus. I've got to work on the Ikka day, market day, with Shabbos. Anyhow, he said to him again and again, as he just didn't want to hear, didn't want to understand. After some time, Chaim Shmuel heard that this Yid's wife had become very, very sick. And all his money, which he'd saved up for his retirement, he ended up using it on refuels for his wife. Reb Chaim Shmuel heard this. He thought, oh, finally now this Yid is going to admit. He's going to realize he was wrong. All those years he was working on Shabbos, he always told me, saving up for his retirement. And now, hey, all his savings he's had to use up on the refuels for his wife. He was walking along the road one day and he sees this Yid coming towards him. Before he could say anything to him, this Yid comes over to him and he says, Rebbe, zeistach, ich bin gewen gerecht. If I wouldn't have worked all those years Shabbos, where would I have had the money to pay for my wife's treatment? Pranshul said, this is a pshat in the pusik. As people who don't have a minna, einayim lohem, they have eyes, obevelo yiri, they don't see straight. Osnayim lohem, they have ears, velo yishmoy. Everything is back to front, upside down, inside out. This is what the Masis Yeshurun is telling us. Somebody who's being controlled by his Yetzer Hara, ain of royals or emes. His eyes do not see the truth. He can't see this. And now we'll see this by Sodom. When the Maluchim came to Sodom, steht in the Pusik, Terem Yishkovi, they had not even gone to sleep yet. The entire city, every single person, surrounded the house. Tells us a few psikim weiter, in order to save the Maluchim from being mobbed by this terrible crowd, they were all stricken with blindness. Mikutoin va'ad gudoin va'yili limtoya pesach. Shteit vat in the pusik that the Maluchim said to Lloyd, it's time to leave, we're destroying Sodom. Lloyd calls over his sons-in-law and he tells them, v'yeseh Lloyd b'davol chasun, he tells them what the Maluchim had told him. V'yoyim ikim yitzim namukim azeh ki mashchit Hashem esu'ir. They made letzunas of him. In Medvishtei, they called him a shoiter. They told him, this city, look, beautiful city of Sodom. Look, go outside. You see how many beautiful musicians who are playing music and everything is going on in Sodom. You think this place is just going to suddenly be destroyed? It's not going to happen. They told Lloyd, die bist der shoiter. Freit the Shem Mishmiel, a gewaltige kasha. V'yesh litmoya, freiktes a groisa pelem. Hare hoyeroyim be'eneyim pele gudol. The sons-in-law of Lloyd, they saw him in front of their own eyes this unbelievable pella which had just took place. There was a pogrom about to happen. Thousands of people were rioting outside the front door of Lloyd, about to bash the door down. And in a split second, the entire population of Sodom, all of them, were suddenly struck with blindness. So they saw this. So if they saw such a pella just take place in front of their eyes, so when Lloyd told them, now this is only stage one, the whole Sodom is about to be destroyed, Freit the Shem Mishmiel, so how could it be? Vayhikem et sachek ba'einei chasunav. They laughed it off. There's no laughing matter. They just saw in front of their eyes this unbelievable pella which had just taken place. Shlap the Shem Mishmiel, it would appear this was part of Makas Samverim. Part of the Makkah of blindness. It's just like there's a physical blindness, so there is a rochniyik blindness. Kein nami bepnimius ho yeroi mesapella. Like the Messiah Yeshua said, they saw in front of their own eyes this unbelievable pella take place. Everybody had suddenly been struck with blindness. They were just, don't know what. And yet they refused to take a lesson from what they had witnessed themselves. Zuk the Shem Mishmiel, there's a limit leudam. This is a limit for every individual. Sheish kamas mamim v'kamen yunim. And every person in his life, he sees various things that take place in his private life or the life of the things which got to do with Klal Yisrael, which if he would be mizboinen, it would be a wake-up call, and he would see the Yad Hashem, how the Rebbeinu Shem is orchestrating these unbelievable series of events in front of his eyes. But when a person decides just to go in the darkness, he becomes as if he is blind, until he can see and still not see. It was Mamelieli. Zuk the Shem Mishmiel. And nowadays, anybody who wants, if he was to be truthful with himself and to be mizboinen in the events which are unfolding in front of our own eyes, and we can say this about our period now, what's been going on in Eretz Yisrael, if we were to be truthful with ourselves, we would see the Yad Hashem in every single stage. And we would realize and understand that nothing is happening by itself. But this is all the Yad Hashem. Firtos, the Shem Mishmiel, the Tzurch Kaludim, Yis Nishma Mimakas Samverim. Every single person has to be very careful not to Chas V'Shulim also have a Makas Samverim, a spiritual blindness. Now we understand what Chazal meant when they said that there's a danger of melech sedoimis. There's a danger if a person puts on his eyes salt from Sodom, this can cause blindness. Said the Peleoyots, we're speaking about not just a physical blindness, we're speaking about a spiritual blindness. Shemesama einei haseichel v'hanefesh. Because this is what happened in Sodom. Besides the physical blindness, which struck the population of Sodom, there was also a spiritual blindness which the sons-in-law of Lloyd saw in front of their eyes, but he came at Sachik Be'enei Chasunov. Some Talushin, the Pusik says Be'enei Chasunov. It could just have said, V'hi came at Sachik Le'chasunov. It wasn't in the eyes of the... But this is what the Pusik is stressing. They were struck with a spiritual blindness. And with this, we can actually explain Nochazach, which the Poskim mentions very much on. Is there a chiev or an inyan for ladies to wash mayim achroinim? I've never seen ever ladies washing mayim achroinim. Now, if the reason why we are washing mayim achroinim is because there is a danger of blindness, then oy bezoy, it applies equally to ladies as much as to men. And the Masa Azoy state in Kama Poskim, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in Moya Bekatsir, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has oi gehalten, Rabbi Yashiv, as if you hold that nowadays we need to wash my machroinen, then if that's what you hold, it applies equally to ladies the same as to men. If you hold that you don't have to, so nobody has to. But if you hold that you do have to, then it applies equally the same to men, to ladies as to men. But yet for some reason, I've never seen ever ladies washing my machroinim. And the shala is, why? So right from Moshe Sternbach Shlita, in Shivas Nahanogas, Loi Matsusi Shim Yesod Lachalek Bein Anushim Lanushim. I don't find any hezba, why should women be any different? So right from Moshe Sternbach, that it could be, since the main reason today why most people are washing my machroinim is not because of halachic reasons, but because the Mugen Avrom writes b'shem the Zoya Kodesh, b'shem Kabula, that's a very tzedova chumah. So we're doing it al pi Kabula. So things which have got to do with Kabula, right from Moshe Sternbach, this notion are not makpid about. So that's what Moshe Sternbach wants. I thought to myself, one could add on further as follows. If you look in the psikim here in Parshas Vayera, it's written, Terem Yishkovi, before they lay down, va'anshei ho'i, anshei sadoim, nosapi alabais minava zokin. Kol ha'omikutza. Who surrounded the house? All the men. And then the Torah tells us, afterwards, ve'es ho'am nushim, asher pesach habais, hiki besanveirim. The psikim mentioned very clearly, it was only something had to do with the men. It seems that there were no women involved in that particular incident. Not that the Nushim and Sodom were great Sidkunias, but this particular incident was only with the Anushim, not with the Nushim. So since we are washing my machroyim because of the danger of blindness, which we learn out from these psikim, and then these psikim has only mentioned women, so therefore, only mentioned men. Therefore, it could be Oibazoi to leave Dame. That's why it's only Anushim on Makpid on my Machroinim and not women on Makpid on my Machroinim. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brachos, in Daphne, in Gimel Amud Beis, V'his Kadashtem V'hi Yisem Kadoshim. Tells us the Gemara, V'his Kadashtem Eli Mayim Rishoinim. Before you eat, it's kadashtim, you have to be mkadsh yourself to wash the tilis yidayim. Ve'heyisem kadoshim, eili mayim achroinim. And the Rosh, with Rabbeinu Yoina, both ask there the same question. It would appear from this Gemara, in Masechtas Brachos, that the reason why we wash mayim achroinim is an inyan of kedisha. But that's not the reason why. The reason is, because the Gemara told us in Erevin, because there's a danger of Melech Sodom is closed as blindness. It's just a medical reason. It's not an inyan of Kedisha. So why is the Gemara telling us, no, there's an inyan of Kedisha. You have to wash because of it to be Mekadosh yourself. So the Rosh, it would appear that there are two Chalokim. There's a mitzvah to wash my Machroinim for Yisim Kedoshim. But that's only a mitzvah, it's not a Chiyav. That what we say, my machroinim choiva, that's because of the danger of Melech Sodom. So it becomes a choiva. But even without the choiva, Zuk the Rosh, there's a mitzvah of the heyisem kadoshim, eili my machroinim. And what the Gemara is telling us here, is that this is the etzer. How does a person be mala himself that he shouldn't be blinded by the yetzer hara? The Yetzer Hara is blinding everybody. Says the Mesis Yishum, somebody who is under the control of the Yetzer Hara, he can't see straight. There's a danger of Melech Sodomus. The answer is, V'his Kadashtem Eili Mai Machroinim. When a person is Mekadosh himself with Mai Machroinim, the Kedisha, that washes away, that takes away the danger from Melech Sodomus. And the danger isn't merely from Melech Sodomus, like we mentioned at the beginning of the shir. Although today, perhaps we don't have to be choishish for Melech Sodomus, writes the Rambam, writes the Mishnah Berurah, we have to be worried that there are other other things which have the same danger, the same properties as Melech Sodoimus. Which means it isn't only the dangers coming out of Sodoim. It's the dangers of today, like we said, Bini Shinois Doi Vodoi. In every single generation, there is an Anshe Sodoim. There are people who behave like in Sodoim. So Oibazoi. So these people, they are causing for us the same danger. They are trying to blind us with their temptations, with their arguments. How do we overcome that? This Kadashtim Eili Mai Machroinim. When a person is Mekadosh himself, through that the person is Zoicha, he climbs above the Yetzer Hara, and that is a Zoicha to the Ala Madregas. The Mu'anayim today is his Yutzat. The Mu'anayim Nuchum Chernobyl is Chesim Aleini. He was Mazbe as a person, when a person does a Kedisha, a Dvum Shabbat Kedisha, he is Mekadosh himself. The problem is, once you finish, it's over. So the Torah tells us, "Ris kadashtem, do a mitzvah, be mekadosh yourself, but don't allow it to evaporate once you've finished. Vehayisem kadoshim, make sure that you yourself become holy." So the Maim Rishonim, this is the real mitzvah. Vehis kadashtem, you mekadosh yourself. What's the Maim Achroinim doing? Vehayisem kadoshim. Make sure not to lose that kedusha. How can a person lose a kedusha? When he allows outside influences to overcome him, then he loses that kedusha which he had. So this is my machroinim. Don't allow the other, the yetzer to overtake you. It's kedashim, yisim kedoshim, omen ken yirutzayim.
My uncle, what's up, poor? Oh, I can't recognize it. I can have this? What year is it from?
Oh, okay. Thank you.